In today's episode, Laura and I will be discussing what advice would you give your younger self?
Welcome to Who Said You Have To, where we discuss how society dictates to us who we must be and how we must live our lives.
In this podcast, we will also help you find ways to choose the life you want to live with no fear or judgment.
My name is Laura Schmidt. Tina and I know the things discussed today are not what society has taught us to believe, but I choose to believe in my own ability to see what is truth and what is not truth.
My name is Tina Mason, and Laura and I challenge you to join us in believing in your own ability to find your truth, not what society has dictated you must believe to be accepted or loved.
The truth is, you are loved exactly as you are, right here, right now. No human is more vital than another. You matter.
And you have the free will to walk your own path with no fear and no judgment. We encourage you to have faith in yourself.
And remember,
who said you have to?
So tell me, Tina, how much younger? Like yesterday younger?
Whenever.
Whenever. Okay.
Whenever. Like, I mean, you get to choose, you know, what advice you would give your younger self. So you want to start? You want me to start?
Oh, mine could go on for days.
Please feel free to request to be a guest and let us know what advice you would give your younger self. So,
the main one, and I think I've heard several people say it, is stop worrying so much. It got me nowhere. It didn't solve any of my issues. It didn't make them any worse. It just made my day-to-day worse versus, you know, worrying about something. I learned a while back a phrase. It's like, if it has a solution, why worry about it? And if it doesn't have a solution,
why worry about it?
Just what's meant to be will be. And of course, you have to put plans and actions to make certain things happen, but just stop worrying about it. And that's been one of my biggest ones nowadays, where I'm just like, okay, sit back. You know, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen.
Right. And not having that stress of it. I think that I would, I have advice for probably every age. So I would go back
Me
to,
too. Yeah.
I would go back to my childhood and I would let myself know that I'm stronger than I think. Mm-hmm. And that it won't last forever, and to trust myself. And my teenage self,
would be just stay home.
Yeah. My teenage self, I would say the same thing, which is this will not last forever.
That's a good one.
And, you know, honestly, 3 years or 5 years from now, 6 months out of high school, you're not going to care what any of these people think. Mm-hmm. You're not going to probably speak to 99.9% of them ever again.
Yeah.
And also all of the judgment and all of that, you know, reminding myself that we can only be judged if we allow ourselves to see it as judgment. Mm-hmm. You know, that there is nothing wrong with you. You are different. Yeah. I definitely would remind myself, you know, you are different than other people, but that's not a bad thing. And that is what is going to help you be successful in mm-hmm. the future.
Yeah.
You know, and I would also tell my teenage and early 20s self that the key is not finding a man to love me, mm-hmm. that the key is finding love for myself.
Yeah.
Is forgiving myself for being human and flawed, mm-hmm. and then to find self-love.
Yeah.
And to always come from a space of self-love. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I was very fortunate that I did find a really good man that I married, you know. And he is, most days, a wonderful human. But I got lucky that I didn't stay in the abusive relationships I had been in mm-hmm. because I had no self-love, you yeah. know? And my younger self as a parent, I would say, chill the hell out. Chill out. If there is, yes. you know, treat your... you know, our first child, their clothes are perfect and everything's clean mm-hmm. and sterilized
yes.
and, you know, and then by the time we get to our second child, it's like, 10-second rule. It's only been on the ground.
You're licking on their binky to clean it.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, what is that? Yeah, it's fine. You know, and just chill out.
Yeah.
Chill out. You know, they're going to, the children are very resilient. And, you know, you not giving them their favorite binky is not going to destroy their future. You not being able to afford something that they want is not going to destroy their future. You know, I would tell myself to chill out, you know, which seems to be a common theme here throughout my life. And then, you know, 40s, I would tell my younger self in the 40s, get ready, because some shit's about to come. There's some shit that's about to happen, and you better be ready and prepared, because life's about to get real.
So would you have listened to any of that?
Well, it probably would have freaked me out, because I would have been like, so time travel's real?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And wait, I get fat?
I get cellulite? Damn it.
So yeah,
for me, for my younger self, and my theme would be the worry, right? As a child, I was always worried to protect others, right? You know, as I've talked to you before many times, always protecting people, even though they never asked me to protect them, but I took that as my job very seriously, right? It was very ingrained into my soul as a child that this was your role in life, right? Protecting people. But I took it as, you know, 3-year-old me trying to protect adults. What the hell? I don't know. I was a badass, I guess. But it would have been more of a enjoy your childhood, relax, don't worry about everybody else, right? And then in my younger years, I didn't take it so much physically, but I was always defending people verbally. Like if I saw that kid that was quiet and somebody was abusing them, I would stand in front and be like, you know.
Leave him alone.
Leave him alone, back off, you know. And they never asked for my help either. I just saw it as, you know, they'll never learn to speak their truth, as we've come to learn, right? If somebody's always standing up for them, they will never stand up for themselves. So did I do any damage to these people for constantly standing up for them? I don't know. So again, stop worrying about protecting people in my teenage years.
Allow them their free will.
Yeah, unless they ask for the help, leave them alone.
If anybody would like to come on before Laura finishes her, what she would do, if anybody would like to come on and let us know, what advice would you give your younger self?
Yes, it's very therapeutic.
It is very therapeutic. Please feel free to request to be a guest. We'd love to have you on. You do not have to have the same views as we do. We just ask everyone to be polite and respectful of each other.
Yes.
So,
and then the next one would be stop worrying so much about myself, but my body image.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, I forgot that one.
Yeah, that was a big one growing up in South America. Everybody's like really fit and thin. And
Laura grew up in Argentina, for those of you who don't know.
And when I moved there, I was very depressed, and food was my friend.
Yeah.
And I gained quite a bit of weight. And of course, people have no problem yelling at you in the middle of the street and telling you, you know, gorda, fatso. And I always wondered, like, what does that bother them? But apparently it did for some reason. So I would have stopped worrying about that, the body image. Like, it doesn't matter who gives a shit. And let's see.
20s.
20s. My 2020s. I had a lot of fun in my 20s.
Well, what advice would you give your 20-year-old self?
You know what it would have been? It would have been don't conform to society and grab your backpack and head around the world.
Did you say backpack?
My backpack.
That's what Sydney, when she was little. Well, no, it just made me laugh.
It was actually an accident, but it was supposed to be backpack.
Because that's what Sydney used to call her backpack, which is when she'd say, I need my backpack.
It would have been, I mean, I traveled quite a bit, but I would have been like, let's go international. There's nothing holding you. You have no kids. You're single. Take off, right?
You have the money and the time to do it.
Just go travel. I would have totally. And I tell my kids that, and they're not, you know, my 18-year-old is not doing it. He's like, I want a job and I want money. I'm like, no.
Travel.
Just go travel, work odds and ends, but that's not his path, I guess. And so that would have been definitely my 20s, just head on out, travel. 30s is when I became a mom, and same thing, chill.
Relax.
Right? Yeah. Relax.
They're going to survive.
Yeah, and you're going to feel the guilt regardless.
Yeah. That's true.
It's going to come regardless, so just relax, do the best you can. You know, and I don't know And I guess it's, again, it's the worrier. I wanted to make sure they were all constantly safe. So I was constantly, you know, not so much helicopter mom. I gave my son a lot of freedom, like, you know, go take off. But it was constantly checking in. And, it, you know, just breathe. And, of course, with my daughter, it became easier. But the world got a little crazier with my daughter because I tell her, you know, your brother used to be able to go ride his bike around the neighborhood, and there's no way in hell I would let my child do
it's
that now.
It's not safe.
Especially since you found that little tidbit that in our neighborhood we have
We just found out that three houses down from us is a sexual offender.
Sex offender, so with more reason, right?
And we live in a nice neighborhood.
Yes. Just a few days ago, Laura, I don't know, just breathe. Life has been, for both of us, has been very
insane.
Yeah, and I've been letting it catch up to me, actually. Mm-hmm. And so take more time to breathe and relax.
Yeah. Yeah, Laura and I opened our expansion May 1st for Free Will Healing. And within a few weeks, we doubled in size as far as like geography. Mm-hmm. And then within 2 to 3 weeks, we actually doubled in, you know, our practitioners. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we went from 6 practitioners to 12 in a very short period of time. And plus also, you know, brought on, we're sponsoring Kopo Magic, who is an amazing sound healer from the Salt Lake City area. He just signed with Rescope Records, and he's actually going to come and do like six or seven day events
mm-hmm.
Here in July. And so it is, you know, we are blessed that is going to happen.
Yes.
And we're also going to have Dr. Bradley Nelson, author of The Emotion Code and Body Code, is going to be coming on our podcast in September. So we've just been, it's just been like boom, 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 boom.
And then I'm moving and I have to sell everything. And
Laura's in the middle of moving to a new location. She's still going to be here.
Yes.
But she's moving to a new domicile. And so it's been a kind of a crazy, crazy couple months for us. So. But I would say,
well, hold on. I have a question.
Okay.
what advice would you give me, you know, a couple months ago? Do you have anything?
Give me a specific time frame.
September, when we first opened Free Will Healing, our first office here.
So in hindsight, what advice would I give you?
Yeah, in hindsight. I know what it is.
The phone's probably not going to ring for a couple of months, so don't have to have it like right next to you.
I think it was that you don't have to be here 9 to 6 every day. I was here every day 9 to 6.
She was the dutiful.
Faithful, like, just in case. I'm like, if somebody shows up, somebody's got to be here.
Nobody
showed up.
Yeah,
some people did, but
there were days that Laura and I would be, we would be just sitting in the break room waiting for the door to open, and we'd hear the little jingle, and we'd run out there, and it'd be somebody who was looking for something else, and we'd be like,
yeah.
You want to see our new office? Yeah. Come on in.
So in hindsight, it would be like, just leave at noon.
Chill it out.
Chill out and leave at noon. Go home. Enjoy your family.
I think that the advice that I would give myself back at that time is you don't have to do anything but be you. Just be you. Speak your truth. And because if we send out that light and that love and that compassion, that's what brought all of the people to us, you know. And we grew so much so fast. And, you know, we've been open 9 months and we've already doubled our space.
Mm-hmm. And a wait list.
And we have a wait list. We're doubling people up in offices, you know. And we just took over another 2,000 square feet, and it's been a whirlwind. And my advice to myself would be, rest while you can.
Right, true that.
Hello, amazing listeners. Sorry for the interruption, but Laura and I wanted to ask for your help.
There is this cool program that we use called Patreon. When you sign up for Patreon under Who Said You Have To, you will get exclusive gifts from Tina and me.
For as little as $5 a month, you can get bonus content, live videos with Laura and me, which coffee and wine.
Fully clothed.
As well as an awesome Who Said You Have To sticker.
Another way to help us is to subscribe and leave a review on your favorite podcast platform. Reviews are how we grow our listenership.
Laura and I love doing this podcast, and we truly appreciate all of your support.
Now, back to the show.
You know, and then so much, for example, mine is always the worry and the fears of something happened on. And if I had just listened to a couple of Bible verses here and there, right? Do not fear and just trust and give it to God. Yeah. And he's, if you believe in God or higher power or whatever that is, you know, for me, God, he's always come through.
Yeah.
You know, he's told us to jump a few times, and it took us a few days to jump.
Yeah.
But we did.
Yeah. Well, and I would say, you know, as anybody who'd like to come on as a guest, we would love to hear the advice that you would give your younger self. And you don't have to give your name if you don't want to. And looks like we have a guest
here.
Isn't that wonderful? All right, we go. I'm not going to say the name because they may not want their name
shown
on that. But feel free to request to be a guest. And handsome.
Hi, how are you?
We are fabulous. Right. What advice would you give your younger self, sweetheart?
Oh, man. So I would say, I'd probably say everything's going to turn out to be fine. Everything's going to work out for you. That would be like the first thing. I'm really big like on everything that I went through, I know I had to go through. Like, I'm that stubborn guy who had to fall on his face like a million times in order for him to learn the lesson.
Right there
and,
with you.
Yeah, perfect. And so I wouldn't change a thing. But that would be the thing in the end. I would say to myself, don't worry, you know, like that millionth time that you fall down, like you're going to get up a million and one times, and it's going to turn out to work out in your favor. That would be like number one, hands down. I would probably tell myself that one thing. But I recently went through this with my my niece. She just turned 18. She just graduated high school, and I look at her, and I'm sure I don't have any children, but I would imagine that I just wanted to squeeze her and just like not let her grow up because she's growing up way too fast. But in that moment, I was trying to figure out what advice would I give somebody like her who's about to experience the world that she's about to experience and go into as she goes into college and all this stuff. And the one thing
I hope you said condoms.
Oh yeah. Yes, and I did. I know. I'm grill every single boyfriend that she has. But anyways, But the one thing I would tell her is, and actually that I did tell her was, you cannot give that which you do not have.
Oh,
and so much, and this is a lot from my experience too. But so much in my life, I've given to people, and you know, like you, for example, like I would give to you until I was completely gone, thinking that was what I was supposed to do. But nobody ever taught me, you know, you have to have something in order to give it. So any love that I had, I had to have love for myself in order to give love. I had to have energy for myself in order to give energy.
Yeah.
Okay, can you hear me now? Okay. So I, in order for me to give somebody else love, I have to first love myself. In order to give somebody
absolutely.
Else energy, I have to first give myself energy. And so that was kind of like the thing that I told her. I was just like, you know what? The world is going to ask everything of you, and they're going to want you to do everything right then and there. But I'm going to ask you, can you do me a favor and just make sure that you give to yourself first before you give to somebody else?
Thank you so much, Juan. That was excellent advice. And,
we,
you know, because
we do the self-love talk a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, we do. We discuss self-love a lot because it is literally when people come to us and they, you know, I deal in emotional trauma. Laura does a lot of inner child work and things like that. And when people come to us, the very, very first step all the time is self-forgiveness, forgiving yourself for being human and flawed, and then finding that space of self-love. Because, you know, people will come to me and they'll say, well, you know, I love that I'm in love with blah, 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 but they don't love me back. Mm-hmm. And I'll ask them, I'll say, well, how do you know that you're in love with them? And they're like, what do you mean? And I say, well, you have no self-love. So how do you know what love is? Mm-hmm. You're going on feelings that society has told you is love. And I'm going to tell you the fact that you're miserable tells me it's not. It tells me that it is some kind of an addiction one way or the other, that, you know, it's either you want someone to take care of you, or you want someone, you don't want to be alone. You fear that you can't make it on your own. And so that other person is, they're not, Laura and I always say, you know, the person that you're with is not the chocolate cake. They're not the frosting. They're not even the whipped cream.
They're not the ingredients.
They're the cherry on top. You need to be your own chocolate cake, your own frosting, and put a little bit of whipped cream on top, you know, for yourself. And then that's when we add in other people, and they're the cherry. They're just what enhances it. Mm-hmm. But if you don't have that space of self-love within for yourself, then how on earth are you going to know love when you find it if mm-hmm. you've never experienced it for yourself and what you're looking for in love?
Yeah. And it took me a while for the self-love one. So my relationship has survived purely because it's meant to be.
Ditto.
The self-love didn't come until after. Yeah. So the love between us was strong enough to get over that until I found
great
some self-love.
Ditto.
And I don't know. I need to ask my husband how his self-love is.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't think we've ever talked about that.
Maybe he needs to come on as a guest.
Yeah.
Maybe you need to shoot him a message and say, we're live on Wisdom. We need you to come on as a guest.
I'm going to do that if you have any other advice to share.
There you go. Yeah. So, you know, my husband and I have been together for 28 years. And in the beginning of our, I guess, like the first 24 years, all of my quote love, right, was because I didn't have self-love. Mm-hmm. It was, I had this constant fear of abandonment that he was going to leave at some point. And, that created so many problems. And I think one of the things in my marriage that I would tell my younger self is, do not start a fight so that you can have the makeup time and feel validated. Just cut that out completely and just say to your husband when you're feeling insecure, say, you know what? I'm having a rough day. Can you tell me something good about myself?
And then something good.
But that way, you know, there's no need to have the fight.
Yeah.
If we are open and honest and just talk about what it is that we are in need of at that moment, you know, and with my husband, I love him very dearly, but oftentimes I have to say, and it can't be physical.
Yeah.
Because he will then, you know, say, well, you are, you know, and I'm not even going to go there, but you know what I'm saying? So, but it's where I am blessed, and I agree so much with Juan, what he was saying of every experience that I have had, right? Every experience that I have had has been, has made me who I am. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, going back, and I just feel like I could have, those experiences could have not lasted as long as they did.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Instead of crying for 6 months over someone, I could have cried maybe 3 days.
Yeah.
You know
what
I'm saying?
That's about how long I did.
And I'm surprised you cried over anyone.
I don't know. I didn't, actually. Sorry.
You're like, oh, I'm sorry. I was thinking of someone else. If if anybody would like to come on and be a guest. Yeah. And
oh my gosh, somebody has decided to message me at this moment.
So anybody who would like to come on and be a guest, let us know advice. What advice would you give your younger self?
Yeah, my thing, and just like you said, you know, I wouldn't change a thing about my past, my Lanta, but I would have chosen how to handle it differently, if that makes sense. You know, instead of worrying about it for so long, you
right.
know, or do it just, you know, let's cut that in half and be more productive. Learn from it, take the info, and keep going instead of dwelling on something. You know, I'll be in the shower and something will pop up that I said to somebody like 5 years ago, and I'm like, oh my God, why did I say that? Right?
Laura.
And it'll play over my head, and then I'm like, okay, there's nothing you can do about that. It's gone. It's past. Let it go.
I think that it's been too long. I think you need to come
and have a session.
You need to come and have a session
with
me.
It's not a constant. It's not a constant, but like, you know, some kind of memory will jolt into my head, either because of a smell or a song I heard, and so that it'll take me back to that moment, and then I'll be like, oh my God, and I said this.
So
or I did this.
So I'm going to tell you, when those situations happen, and this is what I tell my clients, when those situations come up, things from the past, especially if it's from like a long time ago, there's a reason it's popping back up into your conscious mind.
Yeah.
And so my suggestion in those situations is that you just kind of take a deep breath and, you know, like you said in that, why did I say that, you know?
Yeah.
And just say to yourself, you know, I forgive myself for being human and flawed. And if I were to redo, if I had a do-over, you know, I would say this, you know, and just to, because it is your brain trying to remind you of, hey, remember when you said this? Do we have something better that we can log here?
Yeah.
You know, so that you're telling your brain, yeah, should that ever come up again, I'm going to handle it this way.
Most of the times it's, I should have just shut up and walked away.
Well, but why are you not allowed to speak your truth?
No, for sure. But it's
because you didn't.
Goofy,
it's
right?
Because you didn't speak your truth in a polite and respectful manner.
Probably.
We love our Laura exactly.
I usually always speak my truth. It just depends how it comes out.
There you go. So we're going to be wrapping up here in just a bit. So if you would like to request to be a guest and come on and tell us what advice that you would give your younger self, please feel free to request to be a guest.
Yeah. I think a big one also would be just pay more attention to the red flags. Right,
because
I dated a series of people that all were sort of similar.
I thought you were going to say I dated a serial killer.
Oh no, maybe I did. I don't know.
Did you see that statistic
I
sent
you? So, just pay attention to the red flags,
and definitely pay attention to the red flags
because I saw them.
Yeah,
you're right. And this time it'll be different.
Well, I think it's that space enough in us that's like, I can fix that.
Yeah.
I can fix that. And how arrogant.
I'll make it better. I'll help him not to drink as much. Or
exactly.
I'll help him not to, you know. And it's like, bullshit. You're not helping anybody if they don't choose to, you know.
Yeah, that's just taking free will. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the thing is, we do get into so many relationships with the thought process of, I can change what I don't like.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is if we're going into it with that attitude, that means that most likely they're going into it.
That attitude.
And you know what I'm saying? We'll change the fact that she speaks her mind.
Yeah.
I can change
we'll make
that.
Her.
I can slap that out of her.
Yes.
Not so much. But anyway, so and why is it so important to pay attention to the red flags? Well, I'm going to tell you why. Because I literally like just heard this yesterday on a podcast, and it was a statistic, and I texted it to Laura last night at like 11 o'clock at night.
It was late. I saw it this morning.
But it said that in our lifetime, we will walk by or interact with 11 murderers.
Yeah.
In our lifetime.
Wow.
11. Granted, I mean, I know two off the top of my head in my own life.
I don't think I know of anybody that's murdered anybody that I know of.
That
I know of.
That there has been a court of law has proven.
Yeah.
Okay. What about suspected?
Oh, gosh.
You're like, oh, well, everyone.
Oh, yes. I got it now. He who shall not be named. Yes. Yes.
Oh, is that you didn't know who I was talking about?
No, it took me a minute to recognize who you were talking about. Yeah, we interacted with that one.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, it was more than walking by.
Yes, I was a lot more than walking by. Mm-hmm. But anyways, hopefully a court of law will rectify that.
We'll rectify that one.
But anyways, so, well, Laura, great talk.
Yes. Good times, yeah.
So I want each of you to know that you are loved exactly as you are.
And I have to, no.
Oh, I'm sorry, we're not done. Let's try that again.
Well, no, because I'm thinking about, because you know me and my personality, I'm always on the alert and ready to go, right, and roll. And
you're going to start looking at every person that walks by you, just in case, that you're going to be like, are you a murderer?
Are you a murderer? Look me in the eyes and say, you are or you aren't.
So I'm just saying that...
What advice would I give myself?
Our next door neighbors at our office.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's like a congregation.
Oh.
Like, I think we're going to knock out like three of them right there.
Oh, shoot. 3 of the 11? Okay. That's good.
I already know 2, so that's 5. So I only got 6 more to go.
You got 6 more. Dang. I probably interacted with quite a few. I interacted with a lot of people. I mean, I hitchhiked a lot as a kid. In Argentina, so Laura. You know I interacted with a few.
Laura, I can actually think of one of your exes that probably, if he hasn't, he probably will. At some point.
Yeah, but yeah, during my hitchhiking days, I'm sure I interacted with
Laura.
Well, what?
Hitchhiking?
Yeah, a lot. In Argentina.
In Argentina. In Argentina.
Like to other cities, too, not just like down the road, like, you know.
Did you have your protractor out to stab him in the leg?
No, I had no weapons. So I don't know what I would have done. I would have run really fast.
I think that probably your mouth would be, that's a pretty good, like, you know what I mean? Because you will speak. Like, if somebody starts to try and put the moves on you or something, you will not freeze up and be all quiet and demure.
No.
You would have been like, you want to lose that hand?
Yeah, you want to lose the penis? I got teeth. That's my weapon right there.
I think this has gone off the rails. This has gone way to the side of what we were going for.
Advice to my younger self would have been like, yeah, have a weapon. Yeah. While you're don't stop hitchhiking because that got you where you needed to go, but have a weapon.
So, just so everyone knows, you are loved exactly as you are.
Even me. Peace.
If you have suggestions for topics that you would like us to cover or you have a question, please feel free to contact us via email at whosaidyouhaveto@gmail.com. If you would like to know more about Free Will Healing, Tina or me, visit our website at www.freewillhealing.com.
And also, please check the show notes for all of our Who Said You Have To social media links on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube, where you can follow or subscribe to get updates for any upcoming events or personal appearances near you.
We encourage you to have faith in yourself.
And remember, who said you have to?